Welcome back to the Kingdom Influencing Podcast. I'm your host, Derek L. Calhoun. And now a word from our sponsor. Harbor Solar is an A-plus rated Better Business company. Harbor provides innovative home energy solutions that put money back in your pocket and dramatically reduces your carbon footprint. Does your home qualify for solar? Find out how much you can save with Harbor's zero down solar plan. You must have a 620 credit score to apply. However, assistance is available to fix your credit so you can qualify, so don't delay. Going solar reduces your electricity bill, instantly brings up the value on your home, is transferable to the next homeowner, a 30% tax credit is available, reduces the carbon footprint, and more. Call now for your free, no obligation consultation. All you need is your current utility bill. Contact Lorenis Harrison, a solar professional agent, at 678-379-7541. That's 678-379-7541. Call or text 24 hours a day to get started. This advertisement was paid for by Lorenis Harrison. Some restrictions may apply. The content of this podcast are not the expressed opinions or culture of Harbor Solar. If you decide to take advantage of Harbor Solar, be sure to tell them that you heard it on the Kingdom Influencing Podcast. Today I want to start on a series on leadership. And this first series is called the Leadership Toolbox. The Leadership Toolbox. Leadership is something that everyone needs. Whether you're a parent, you lead. If you are a teacher, you lead. If you are a manager, you lead. If you are a CEO, CFO, CIO, or any C-suite executive officer, you lead. If you are a pastor, you lead. An elder, a minister in a church setting, you lead. If you're a Sunday school teacher, you lead. And so this podcast will help leaders in general. So I'm going to go over some tools that you should have in your toolbox if you are going to be a good leader. One thing that a good leader understands is that being a leader of an organization or a group of people is an honor. And so when you come into the act of being a leader, the first thing that you need to understand is that you are a servant to the people you lead. You are not their boss. You are not their overseer. You are not their ogre. But you are there to assist them in becoming the best that they could possibly become under your leadership. And so here are some tools that will help generate that type of positive influence, because leaders are influencers. The thing that you need to understand about leaders are this. Number one, leaders are built and discovered under pressure. Pressure is what splits the hull of the seed of potential or latent power in the leader and releases it to affect the lives of those in their sphere of influence. There's a certain amount of pressure that comes with being a leader. Pressure to produce, pressure to make people better, pressure to achieve goals, and this pressure will release the latent power or the potential power that lies within you. No one knows who you really are, and you don't know who you really are until you are put in a pressure situation. Pressure will bring out the best in you, or it will produce the bad in you. It's going to produce one or the other. Pressure will override your anointing and your charisma to reveal your true character. Who are you? You can be as charismatic or anointed as you want to be, but who are you? And pressure will reveal your true character. Character is the state of your person in a less than perfect situation. Character is one of the distinguishing qualities of a leader. We are all flawed, but can you stand in the heat of conflict and make decisive and strategic decisions for the benefit of others, or do you only look to benefit yourself? Leadership is about leading people to a position and a place that benefits them and their future legacy. Leaders must be selfless, not selfish. Selfish leadership will always end in disaster, discord, and destruction. Number two, succession is an essential element of leadership. In other words, every leader ought to have a succession plan. Who's going to take over after you? And I could go through a number of succession plans. Probably one that you all know very well is the presidential succession plan. When the president is no longer in capacity, the vice president. When the vice president is no longer in capacity, then it's usually the Speaker of the House, and so on and so forth. There is a series of people who are able and willing to take on the office of president in the event that something should happen to him. When Elijah was caught up in the chariot, then Elisha took over. When Moses was dead, then Joshua took over. When Jesus ascended into the heavens, then the apostles took over. So there has to be succession, and we need to be clear on that. And so succession is raising up people to take your place in sickness, incapacity, or death. It also demonstrates that the leader thinks generationally and intrinsically cares about the future of the organized organism. That's what I call an organization, an organized organism, because that organization must be flexible, it must be moldable, it must be shapeable, it must adapt. And so we call it an organized organism. A great leader always raises up other leaders. In doing so, they look for people who have leadership potential, leadership capacity, and leadership character. Leadership potential, they show some immediate signs that they have the potential to lead other people. Leadership capacity, they have the capacity to lead other people because they are able to manage groups of people beyond themselves, and they demonstrate character because honesty and trust and sincerity are some of the things that people look for in people that they are going to follow. Number three, leaders lead by example while they motivate, cultivate, organize, galvanize, cast vision, and incentivize people to follow a series of directives to accomplish a specified goal. And of course, you have to be very prayerful. You have to seek the face of God. But leaders, by example, they motivate, they cultivate, they organize, they galvanize, they cast vision, and incentivize people to follow a series of directives to accomplish a specified goal. That is the external core matrix of leadership. Again, motivate, cultivate, organize, galvanize, cast vision, and incentivize to get people to follow a series of directives to accomplish a specified goal. This core matrix is built on the foundation that leadership is not about you, and that in order to be successful, we must be willing to put aside personal agendas, disagreements, and egos in order to accomplish the greater good. Number four, leadership is about serving the greatest good of others. It is not about being in charge. It is about understanding the role of the servant leader. So people will respect your authority when you respect them. Where there is no relationship, there is no authority. So you cannot have authority over people you do not know. So leaders must spend time getting to know the people that they are going to lead and finding ingenious ways that they can serve them and get them from point A to point B to point C successfully. Five, leaders build lasting relationships with the people they lead, especially their core group and inner circle. People don't care how much you know, but they do want to know how much you care. It's not about how much you know. People aren't interested in how smart you are or how intelligent you are. They want to know what your emotional IQ is. What is your ability to collaborate with groups of people, to integrate groups of people, to navigate group dynamics, to care for them, to be able to look in their eyes and see that there's something wrong with them. If there is something wrong with them, then they will not be able to produce at a capacity that maximizes output. You want people to be in an organic situation that is nurturing, it's caring, and it's productive. And if you put that within the context of the culture of your organized organism, you will always see exponential growth and you will always see exponential production. All right? Number 6, leaders always inspect what they expect in order to inspire greatness and excellence. You cannot achieve greatness without coaching people to their highest and best use. Coaching includes celebrating their small victories and leading them to improve and become better than they were when they started. The standards for achievement revolve around these 4 things: good, better, best, and excellence. You bring people in, they begin their work, they're good. You coach them to realizing that they can be better. Then you take them to the realization that you want them to achieve optimum success, which is their best. Then you take them to the place of excellence. Excellence is a place that is really not achievable, but it is something that we strive for on a regular basis. And when you continue to strive for it, you will never fall back into mediocrity, right? So helping people to set internal standards for achieving excellence is tantamount to achieving goals and creating an organic environment for excellence. Helping people to set internal standards. Those internal standards are moving from good to better, from better to best, and from best to excellence. Excellence exceeds the expectation of people and glorifies God. Number 7, leaders promote excellence. Having the spirit of excellence is the desire to excel beyond the expectations of people, to create an environment that surpasses the expectations of men and honors God. It passes the expectations of men. So they say, wow, I've never received this kind of experience. When you are in the service business, you want to make sure that people get an encounter and an experience that they will never forget. And when they encounter excellence and are bathed in that experience of excellence, it will always cause them to talk about your organization and to talk about your service. And it promotes a healthy culture internally, because when people get compliments, they love that. But it also promotes your company outside of the confines of your company, because they can't help but talk about who you are and what you've done. Lastly, great leaders are motivated by love. Great leaders love what they do and how it blesses and affects the lives of other people. Great leaders do not dehumanize the people that they lead, making them mere objects of human capital. Great leaders are intentional about having crucial conversations with their people, teaching people how to be flexible for the greater good, appointing and disappointing for the general growth and development of the organization. Sometimes you appoint people, but sometimes you have to disappoint people, remove them from a situation that is less than appropriate for their growth and development. They may not see it that way, but you have to be able to see it that way and communicate it in such a way that does not destroy them or detour them from participating in some other organized activity. Great leaders do not allow cancer of growth to incubate within their leadership walls, because the well-being of the whole is an optimal goal. Great leaders alleviate toxicity and teach others how to navigate toxic environments to restore an organic workspace where synergy can be achieved. Leaders promote synergy at all times. The sum total of the whole is better than its individual parts. It is the movement and the flow of the entire organization that will promote the success of everyone within the organization. You have been listening to the Kingdom Influencing Podcast. I'm your host, Derek L. Calhoun. I pray that you will go and influence the nations. God bless.